It's Melvin this time. I'm trying Jamie's new toy to see if I can perhaps answer your email myself. I must admit, it's faster when Vero does it, but there's some satisfaction in doing things myself. Of course you didn't know Lizard was a poet. She wasn't ready for you to know yet. Do you think she picked her courses accidentally? That young lady is a master of teasing others into pushing her where she wants to go. The very good news is that her desired destination this time is much improved over some of her past choices. I knew a young woman once who begrudged every last picture I made her take, but never let a clunky old camera out of her sight. That woman would understand our Lizard very well. As for Elsie, Vero is already preparing. Pass on a message to your student, please. Tell her she's to bring 3 favorite non-opera songs to her first lesson. She'll be in good hands. My lovely wife will be both temptress and steamroller, I think, and the incomparable Natalia will be the soft landing. Quite the pair the two of them will make. And it seems we have cuddly babies and seasoned knitters rounding out the team nicely. As for your unofficial report, most certainly Lizard and Elsie are friends. Your single greatest moment of genius was in setting their feet on that path the day they arrived. No one else would have dared, daughter of my heart. When it comes time to take that picture of them journeying together, I hope you see yourself in the center of it. I hope the words on your screen approximate the ones I tried to type. If they resemble Klingon instead, let me know, and I'll resign my seat to its rightful owner. Walk in the light. Melvin.
Lauren looked up as Lizard blew in the office door at a dead run and skidded to a stop in front of the water cooler. Morning. How was school yesterday?
Homework. Lizard spoke between gulps, waving her phone. I have like a bazillion pages to read before class in an hour, and some stupid essay thing to write, and I have to figure out how to make a table in Excel.
Lauren blinked. Even she could do that, and her assistant was a wizard on a computer.
You know how to make tables.
Lizard pulled a book the size of a small bus out of her backpack and slammed it down on the desk.
Yeah, but I probably don't do it the right way. I just make stuff up on my computer, and it's probably all ass backwards or something.
She started thumbing through pages like a librarian on speed.
I need to find out what the book says so my professor doesn't think I'm stupid on the second day.
This probably wasn't a good time to object once again to the word stupid. Maybe she could help with some of the rest of Lizard's load instead.
What's the essay on? Some dead poet?
Nah, that'd be easy. I already did all the reading and homework for that class. We only had to come up with a list of 5 poets we like and a favorite quote from each.
Lizard snorted.
Like, that's hard.
Lauren knew which assignment would have caused her the most trouble. Now probably wasn't the time to mention that, either.
So, what's the essay on, then?
It was clearly the thing causing the most mental distress. Lizard rolled her eyes.
Some crap on the role of technology in society. How it's changed our lives and stuff. Like I have any freaking clue.
Lauren tried not to laugh. Really tried. She pulled out her iPhone, snapped a picture, and handed it to Lizard.
Maybe this will help.
Lizard looked at the snapshot of herself, laptop in one hand, phone in the other, and finally cracked a grin.
Okay, got it.
Lauren took back her phone.
Here's one big hint about school. They don't usually ask the really hard questions on the first day.
They get harder?
Lizard looked horrified. Sigh. That hadn't landed the way Lauren intended. But who would have predicted that her computer genius assistant would be terrified by Computing 101 and breezily ace a course on dead poets? She needed coffee.